The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Mem Beis teaches us Tan Rabbanan, maybe Adam Kita Mayim Umnicha K'neged Medura. A person could bring a pitcher of water and put it next to the flame. Loy Bishvil Shiyachamu, not that one is allowed to leave it there, that the water should get cooked. Ella Bishvil Shitofik Tsunasan. You only may leave it there that the chill may be taken off. Here we learn the halacha, that one may not put next to the fire something that it should leave it next to the fire long enough that it should get cooked. There's a very fundamental machloikis rishonim. When the Gemara says here, we may not put it next to the fire that it should get cooked, what does the Gemara mean? Rashi and other rishonim, the Ramban, are of the opinion that putting the pitcher of water anywhere near fire is permissible as long as you're careful to remove it from near the fire before it becomes Yad Saledis. However, the Rajab's opinion is that if you put it in a place where it could come to Yad Saledis, even though it is very much your intention to remove it from there before it becomes Yad Saledis, since it potentially could become Yad Saledis over there, it's Asur. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim how to understand why it would be Asur to put it in a place where it could come to Yad Saledis. Some Rishonim say that the reason it's Asur to put it in a place where it could come to Yad Saledis is because we're concerned that one will forget and leave it there, and if you leave it there and it comes to the status of Yad Saledis, then Chas V'Sholem, one violated the Isser Abishal. The Rosh seems to take a different approach. The Rosh's approach is that when we put the water in a spot where it could come to Yad Saledis, so then the old concern that we began our parak with of Shem Yichata B'Kholim comes back into play. We need to be concerned that if you put it in such a place where it can become so warm, you may come to stoke the coals. And therefore, Chazal took a strict approach and said, don't put it in such a place. There's another opinion in the Rishonim, the opinion of the Bala Truma, who says that it matters what your intention is. If your intention is just to take off the chill, so then you could put it in a place where it could come to Yad Saledis. Because you don't really have any intention to warm up this water, and therefore putting it there is not an issue. If, however, you put it in a place, if your intention is not just to take off the chill, but actually to defrost it, so now the concern that you may leave it there longer becomes much more of a concern, and therefore, under those circumstances, one may not leave it even in a place where it could become Yad Saledis. The Mefarshim ask, especially on this opinion of the Bala Truma, that the Bala Truma is saying, if I don't have intention to really warm it, to take off the chill, then it's less of a concern. So Mefarshim asks, why is that? Don't we have a rule throughout Shas that in a situation of Chatzishir Asim and Atayra? So why, if you put it in a place where it could become Yad Saledis, is a mutter, why is that not considered a situation of Chatzishir Asim and Atayra? So the Chorayim explain that the pshat of Chatzishir Asim and Atayra is when instead of eating a kezias, I only ate half a kezias. So the definition of chatzi shir is in the amount, but not in the actual cooking. And in a situation where the person didn't cook it in the regular fashion of cooking, where the person cooked it that it's only not going to get to Yad Saledis, so the actual act of cooking is not considered an act of cooking. And since it's not considered an act of cooking, therefore, the halacha is that it's not under the category of chatzis shiur asur min ha-Torah. Actually, the Achronim ask another question, which is extremely relevant to our sugya. Because in our sugya, we have a discussion here about, is cooking oil considered an act of cooking? Because as we see in the Gemara, since really not much is accomplished by cooking oil, oil is edible and usable even when it's not cooked. So when you cook oil, it's not considered that you did an act of cooking. And therefore, the halacha is that, according to some mandamrim, there's no act of cooking by oil. So the Mefarshim ask, why is water, Al Gemara speaking about maybe Adam Kitan Shamayim, why is there an issue of cooking by water if water obviously can be, you could drink water when it's not cooked at all? And in fact, the Rambam clearly says in Perek Tes Halach Aleph, Os L'chamim Mayim K'shem She'os L'vashel Machal Osam Amonim. The Rambam is very clear in saying that cooking water is considered an act of cooking, yet the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimbal says, Hamavashal Dover She'enoy Tzorich Bishol Ein Oivim Alof. If you cook something that doesn't need cooking, it's not considered Bishol. So over here, ask the Pri Chodosh and many other Achroinim, the Glital, why would the Rambam, why would there be concern of cooking here? The water, water is, you could drink without any cooking. And in fact, the opinion of the Radvaz is that when the Rambam here says that when one cooks water on Shabbos, it's considered an act of cooking, he only means midrabanan. Because as we just said, since water, you could drink water without cooking, the Rambam cannot hold that cooking water is a malacha deraisa. The Shar HaTzion in Simen Shin Yud Ches Sifkotin Kuf Yudalit says that even something that you could eat raw, if it gets better when it's cooked, that's considered an act of bishul. And certainly there is an advantage to warm hot water over cold water, if that's what you're looking for. And therefore, the Shar HaTzion says cooking water is an act of bishul. Deglital has a very interesting approach. And Deglital really is speaking to the heart of what is considered melechus bishul. He says that when we cook water, we're actually doing two things. We're changing the water. Cooked water is not the same as water that wasn't cooked. And another accomplishment is that I want hot water. I want to drink a hot coffee, a hot tea, not a cold coffee. So he says, indeed, whenever you cook and you're transforming something, it's bishul means transforming something from raw to cooked. But if it can be used and eaten or drunk when it's still raw, that isn't that category of bishul. The category of bishul, which means transforming something from raw to cooked, can't be in a case where what you're eating can be used when it's raw. But he said there's another element to bishul. And the other element to bishul is that you make it, you through the cooking, you make the food or the liquid come into a status which is what you want it to be, not the way it was. Not that you transformed it from being raw, but you want to drink hot. You don't want to drink something cold. And therefore, that alone, says the Eglital, is enough for something to be considered the act of bishul. It's interesting that the Paiskim discuss what is the basis of the Machloikus Rishonim that we began with, that we said that the Rishonim debate, if you put something in a spot where it could come to Yad Seledus, is that Mutter or Osir? Rashi says it's Mutter. The Rajba says it's Osir. So the Paiskim indicate that I saw two ways of understanding the Machlokes. Ramosha in Shailos Tshuvos Chelek Aleph Sam Simen Tzad Gimel says that we know that the Melacha Bishul is very different than all other Melachas. Because in all other Melachas, I am doing the Melacha. By Bishul, I put the food on the fire, but it's the fire that cooks the food. And therefore, says the Rashba, that just like Melachas Bishul has this Chumra, that I'm not really doing much, and it's still considered a Melachas Bishul. Similarly, if I put the food down in a place where it can come to become Yad Seledes, even though I have no intention of it becoming Yad Seledes, that is enough for it to be considered a Maisa Bishul. The Rashi says that no, even Bishul, which Rashi has to agree to the Rashba, is different than all other Melachas, because Bishul, we don't do that much in the Melacha. Still, there's a requirement, as there is in all other Melachas, of Melachas Machsheves. Melachas Machsheves means that it should be my intent to accomplish something here. And here, where I put it down, I have no intention of it getting cooked to Yad Seledes, so that doesn't allow it to fall into the category of Melachas Machsheves. And even though it's Melachas Bishul, which, as we just said, is a very different Melacha than all other Melachas, it will not be considered Asur. That's Ramosha's approach in understanding this Machlokes Rishonim. I saw the Shailos Tshuvos Shraga Meir, Chelek Gimel Simen Samach Aleph, quotes Demir Yosher, Ramea Arik, that has a different approach. He says, according to the Rashba, what would be the halacha if someone would put down this water in a place where it could come to Yad Seledes? And even though it was his intention to remove the water before it became Yad Seledes, he didn't remove that water before it became Yad Seledes. Would that be considered a situation of Psik Reisha? And he wants to say that that's actually the Machlokes of Rashi and the Rashba. He said the Rashba's opinion is that the definition of a Psik Reisha is that whenever another action is not required to prevent from what's going to happening, that is in the category of Psik Reisha. So over here, when we put down this pot of water next to the fire, if I leave it there long enough, it will become Yad Seledes, and nothing else has to be done to prevent that from happening. It'll happen by itself. That alone is already enough to be considered a Psik Reisha. Rashi's opinion, however, is that is not considered a Psik Reisha. That since it was my intention when I put down this pot of water to remove it before it becomes Yad Seledes, that intention alone is enough to prevent this from being considered a situation of Psik Reisha, and therefore I'm allowed to put down the pot there next to the fire. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Dalet Paskins Muta Litein Kitin Shalmayim or Shar Mashkim. One may put water or other liquids Kenegre Eish Lahafik Tzinasan next to the fire in order that the take off the chill. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rashba, Ovat Sheitnim Roch Me'esh, put them far enough from the fire, Be'inyin She'eni Yochel L'schamim Bo'oysim Mokim Ad Sh'tayat Seledes. Pirish M'schamis V'nech M'spay, the Ramah says. You have to put it in a place where it can never come to Yad Seledes. V'hayin Mokim She'kris Sh'altin L'nech M'spay. The Shulchan Aruch defines Yad Seledes as the Gemara here on Daf Mem did, that Yad Seledes is the degree that a child's belly would get burnt. You may not bring it so close to the fire to in a spot that if you left it there, it would be Yad Seledes. even if I only intend and I actually only leave it there for a short amount of time, shetafik tzanasai, osur, you still may not put it in such a place, kivin shiochel is basal sham. And Ramah continues, v'ahudim b'heiris ha-shadvarim n'chalim k'may shichayim, anything that could be eaten raw, that's raw, has this halacha. The Paiskim actually ask a question. Because if we look in Sif Tezayin, it says, Mutalite nafanda kenegre eish b'makam shiyat seledis. You may put and find there's some sort of a kugel that has in it a lot of liquid. V'api sheshumen sheba nikrish v'choiz v'nimuach. Even though that liquid will melt, it is mutter. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch is treating the infanda like it treats any solid food, which the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tezvav paskins, Dovish Nizbashel Katzorchai, if the food was completely cooked, V'yovish, and it's dry, Sh'ein B'Merik, it has no liquid, Mutter L'Nicha Kenega Medura, Afil Makin Shad Selez Vay. Unlike liquid, where there's a concern of yesh bishel acha bishel, so even if your liquid was cooked, we have a concern that you're not allowed to put it next to a place where it could get cooked again. Something solid, where there is a concept of ein bishel acha bishel, it could be put next to the fire, even in a place yatz ledus, no disagreement. Hagah, v'afilin it's tan kvar, even if it's cold. Aval imhu roiseach, if something is liquid and hot, the dovish shesh by mark, even though it's liquidy, mutter. V'yesh mekilin loyim, the kol shein nois nal gabe eish, as long as you don't put it on the fire, oyakira, or on the oven, mamish, rak samach loy, a feeling it's standing mutter, even if it gets cold, it's mutter. V'nahagin lahakal, bezeh, we are lenient, im loyim it's standing legamri, if it didn't get completely cold. So the Ramah is paskening that according to the Mechaber, if it's not yet seledis, there is issue of yesh bishel acha bishel by something liquidy. According to Ramah, as long as it's not cooled off, there is no problem of bishel acha bishel by even a liquid and certainly by a salad. But in Sif Tezayin, asked the Paiskim, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, who is just machmer on something that's a liquid, takes this lenient approach that you could put the food that's very liquidy next to it. So some want to say that the reason we're lenient, the Shulchan Aruch is lenient in Sif Tezayin, because it's really a solid food that just has on it liquid, but it's considered primarily solid food. But the Taz makes a very interesting observation. He says, when we speak about Yad Seledus, there's two ways to understand Yad Seledus. Yad Seledus can mean that the place that you're putting it on is a Yad Seledus. And Yad Seledus can mean that it could be that the food you're putting there will become Yad Seledus. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tezayin is speaking about a situation, says the Taz, where the place is Yad Seledus, but it isn't hot enough to make the food Yad Seledus. And since it's not hot enough to make the food Yad Seledus, that is not considered usur, as taught in Sif Yodalad. Whereas, if the place is so hot that it can make the food that's put there Yad Seledus, that's a whole different halacha, and that's where the halacha of Sif Yudalid comes into play, that if the, that we pass in like the Rajba, that if the food can become Yad Seledus, then it's indeed Asur. And therefore, and we have a similar halacha in Simen Reish Nun Gimel about putting food next to fire, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in Simen Reish Nun Gimel and Sif Hei says that Aval Magderus Adayin Chamim, if the pot food in the pot is still warm, mutar leidam etzel tanar besacharif machash nizbarim to tanurim shlanu yeshla and demkira. Our ovens, as we discussed in a previous year, have the din of akira. The smicha bekirish ain a groof of a ktuma, putting a food next to a kira that is not gora for cotton, could then grufa ktuma linyan asino alel. And therefore, he says that one, v'hu adin, the Rama ends this simin with saying, lismach latanor sheina gora for cotton, putting food next to an oven, even if it's not grufa for ktuma, if the food is, if it's a liquid and it's still warm, or it's a solid even if it's not warm, is permissible. And although I have to say that I saw that the Shulchan Aruch Harab here in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Chof says that v'yesh oisrim lismaych etzel kira atana shalonu she'enu grufim v'ktumim. Our oven, if it wasn't gorf utat katam, then one shouldn't do smicha. Mikamak alinyan lismaych v'shabes achmiru yoyser. V'haminig, says the Ramah, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav k'svara rishayna, that allows smicha next to all ovens. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav here is quoting two opinions regarding smicha. Is it better to do only smicha next to an oven that has grufa ktuma, next to an oven that has a blech on it, or could smicha be done even in an oven that doesn't have a blech on it? And the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins, preferably one should do smicha next to an oven that has on it a blech. But the Eved, if you don't have a blech, it would be acceptable as well. So what becomes very clear from our shir, from this Gemara, is that a solid food that's already completely cooked, certainly one could put next to an oven that has a blech on it. If it doesn't have a blech and the oven is on, it's also acceptable. But again, what we're going to try to do in our shiurim is speak about if one has food that was in the refrigerator, or even we'll discuss food that was in the freezer, and he wants to take that food and warm it on Shabbos, what is the best thing he should do? And we'll work from what is the best thing he could do to what he may do, what is permissible. So clearly the best thing to do is on a solid food, you could put it next to an oven that has a blech on it and leave it there, and the food will get, whatever happens to the food, even if it gets very warm, as we just learned in Simen Shin Yud Ches Sif Tez Vav, that food will be 100% permissible. It is interesting to point out, and we really haven't focused on, we will, Mitzvah Hashem, learn the next Perek B'Mat Taimnim, that I did see that the Paiskim have a whole new concern. And their concern is that when you take the food out of the refrigerator and you're putting it next to the oven, so you're not typically going to just put the piece of food down on a plate or on the counter. It's going to typically be wrapped in silver foil. And why, if it's wrapped in silver foil and you're putting it next to the fire, is that not considered hatmana? And it's actually probably hatmana b'dovra mois of hevel, even though it wouldn't make a difference, because as we've discussed, hatmana is asur not only b'dovra ha-mois of hevel, hatmana is asur even b'dovra she'ena mois of hevel. So, on Shabbos, only on Erev Shabbos is there a difference between Hatmana B'Dovah and Ma'isav Hevel versus Hatmana B'Dovah and Ma'isav Hevel? So most Paiskim are of the opinion that food wrapped in silver foil is not considered a situation of Hatmana. Certainly if it's wrapped only in one layer of silver foil, is that considered Hatmana? There are those that say that if it's wrapped in a number of layers, it's considered Hatmana Ma'isav Hevel. But they want to make a difference if you have two pieces of silver foil, or you just have one piece of silver foil that you wrapped around the food a number of times. And they say, if you have one piece of silver foil, and even though you wrapped it a number of times around the food, that would not be considered a situation of Hatmana. Versus when you have separate pieces of silver foil, more than one layer may be a situation of Hatmana B'Dovah Ma'isav Hevel. So therefore, if somebody has kugel, cold kugel, in the refrigerator, and he wants to take it out and put it next to the oven on Shabbos, it's permissible. It's not considered a situation of, it's 100% permissible, no matter how hot that kugel will become. And the Paiskim say, even if the kugel has in it oil, it doesn't make a difference. The oil, the kugel is considered a davar yavish. And as we're discussing, putting a davar yavish next to the fire that's already completely cooked, next to the fire, even if now it's cold, is mutter. Another question that I saw, however, the Paiskim discuss, is let's say somebody has a bottle, a bottle that he prepared for his child of milk, and can he put it next to the fire? So l'chatchila, he should put it in a place where it can't come to Yatz Ledes, because as we learned in Sif Yudalit, we discussed the opinion of the Rajba. The Rajba's opinion is that if it could come to Yatz Ledes in that spot, don't put it there. However, there are Paiskim that are more lenient over here, and they give a number of reasons why. One reason is that a baby's bottle, a child may be considered a chayla she'ein bo sakana. And when we're speaking about a child who's a chayla she'ein bo sakana, we could be more lenient in the concept of ein bishul acha bishul. Especially if we have the opinion of Rashi, where Rashi said that you could always put it next to the place of with Yatz Ledes, as long as you're careful to remove it before it becomes Yatz Ledes. And the Paiskim give another heter, and that is that formula milk is mitstamik v'raloi. If it gets cooked too much, it's going to spoil. And therefore, given the following heterim: number one, a child may be considered chayloshe by sakana. Number two, the milk, we don't always say yesh bishul acha bishul. Certainly, if the milk is not nitzdana legamri, if we could even be more lenient. And also with the couple, with the fact that it's mitstamik v'raloi. So you have a child that needs a bottle, and you can't wait until that formula, by putting it far away from the oven, it will take too long for that milk to warm up to give to your crying child. The Paiskim take a more lenient approach and let you put it near the fire, again, preferably covered with a blech, as long as you, of course, remove it before it becomes Yatz Ledes, which you're anyway going to do because you don't want the child to drink something which is Yatz Ledes. Taking a challah out of the freezer and putting it next to the oven, the Paiskim certainly take a very lenient approach, because it's a cooked food, and putting it next to the oven, even if it's a makom yatz ledes, since it's a davar yavish and it's ready baked, so there is no problem. Something that's already cooked or baked, there is no issue of putting even next to the fire where it could become Yad Seledus. Another question, however, that comes up is, let's say you have a food. A good example would be a fruit compote that when it's defrosted, it does become somewhat liquidy. And as we're learning, there's a difference between putting something which is a davalach, doing smich with something which is a davalach, versus doing smicha with something which is a davayovish. And the question is, how do we treat this compote? Do we treat it as a davalach, or do we treat it as a davayovish? So many poskim say that we treat it as a davayovish, because right now, when I take it out of the freezer, it's a davayovish. And furthermore, they say that since the person doesn't want it to cook, he doesn't want hot compote, so he's only taking it out to defrost, but not to get cooked. On the contrary, he doesn't want it to get very warm. So therefore, even though we're saying that we have to be stricter with a davalach next to a fire, only by davayovish, the Paiskim, I sort of say for Nishmas Shabbos and Simon Tezayin, takes a more lenient approach, and he says that here we could put it even at a spot where it could become Yatzaladis, even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rashba, on such a situation, we could put it in such a place, of course, being careful to remove it before it becomes Yad Seledus.